listening to the 1-2-3 show with me, Noreen Mayer, this afternoon. Let's turn to our very first topic and guest of today. This afternoon, we're chatting with Victoria Jameson, who is one of the authors of this year's Hong Kong Young Readers Festival. Now, Victoria is an author and an illustrator of graphic novels for young readers, including the Newbery Honor book, Roller Girl. And I'm really delighted that Victoria joins us today. Welcome to the program, and thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
We are live today as well on Facebook. Noreen Mayer on RTHK Radio 3 is the page to go to. If our listeners want to join us there, feel free to do so. So maybe, Victoria, let's start off with Roller Girl. What is it about? Tell us about it.
So Roller Girl was my very first graphic novel. So it's a graphic novel for young readers. It's a book about roller derby. And if you're not familiar with the sport of roller derby, it's a sport played on roller skates, and you basically try and knock other people over. So it's a very fun sport. And I started playing roller derby as an adult, and I just fell in love with the sport. And I wanted to write a book about roller derby. And I ended up writing a book about junior roller derby, because most teams have a junior league where kids as young as 7 sometimes can learn how to play roller derby. So it's about a girl named Astrid who discovers roller derby and falls in love with it just the way I did.
What was the inspiration behind that? Because you like to play roller derby, or was there a particular event that sort of think, I'm going to write about this?
Well, it was because I loved roller derby, but in all of my books, I like to have an emotional plot as well. So the other part of Roller Girl that I was inspired to write was when I was younger. I had the experience of losing my best friend when we moved to a different state and growing apart from my best friend. So that's the emotional, I guess, aspect of Roller Girl. Astrid plays roller derby, but her best friend, Nicole, is not interested, and they start to kind of grow apart, as a lot of young people do. So that was the emotional heart I wanted to get to in the story, what it really feels like as a young person when you and your best friend just aren't best friends anymore, because it's kind of world-shattering when you're young.
And that's so relatable. I'm sure we've all had that experience at some point or another. So that was your first graphic novel. What are you working on at the moment?
Well, actually, it was just announced the other day. I've been working on it for the past few years, but I'm currently working on a graphic novel version of The Parent Trap, the Disney film The Parent Trap.
Wow.
So it's been very fun. It's been a fun way to kind of pass this year of quarantine and COVID. It's been such a nice escape to go into the world of twins and pranks. It's been great fun.
Oh, congratulations. Well, we can't wait. When will you be launching that? Or is it still sort of in the making at the moment?
I'm still making it. It's going to be released, I believe, in the fall of 2022.
Exciting. Hopefully you'll be in Hong Kong in person and we can hear all about it through you.
I hope so.
So tell us, you know, you're a writer and an illustrator. When you're creating your work, Victoria, which one sort of comes to you first? You know, do you have the text, the words, or, you know, does the image sort of come to you first?
Definitely the images come to me first. And that's often how I get to the words. Writing is still a bit of a struggle for me, especially creating whole new worlds out of nothing. I think that's hard for any writer. So drawing is kind of a way to ease my way into that world. It's a way to kind of free my mind, let myself get into that creative state that you need to be in when you're writing a book, and kind of forget about all the grown-up things you have to deal with when you're a person. So definitely the drawing comes first, and that allows the writing to come more easily.
How did you become so passionate in illustrating and drawing? Did you doodle as a little girl?
I did. I doodled all the time, sometimes to my parents' chagrin, because it would be on walls and just all over the house. But besides the walls, my parents were very supportive. And we always had art supplies around the house. I had several teachers who were very supportive as well, and that made a big difference. So yeah, it's just something I always loved to do. It just brought me some comfort. Yeah. So I just kept doing it.
Growing up, were you an avid reader, and did you sort of read graphic novels or comics before?
I was an avid reader. I didn't read too many comics. I did like to read the comic strips that came in the Sunday newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
So we had comic strips like Calvin and Hobbes, or For Better or For Worse. Those were my two favorites. I really loved comics about real kids and kind of the funny things that happened to them in day-to-day life.
You're so right. I suddenly remember I used to read Garfield in the newspaper, and that was sort of the highlight. And the reason I asked that is because speaking to several other authors and graphic novelists in this year's festival, I get the sense that some parents sort of don't want their children to read comics or just want their kids to read more difficult material, quote unquote. What are your thoughts on this, Victoria?
I do hear this a lot, that, you know, their kids love graphic novels, but parents think they should read real books.
Yes.
And I love graphic novels. I think there's so many complex things that happen with graphic novels, even younger ones. My son is 6 years old, and he loves a series of books called Dog Man, which I think a lot of parents hear right off as just very simple and crass humor. But when I read it with him, there's a lot of complex things going on. One of the things that you have to do when you read graphic novels is judge the words versus the pictures. So in a lot of my books, I'll have the character doing something but saying another thing, or where they're obviously feeling nervous but saying, I'm fine. And so reading graphic novels is a constant judging of, well, which one's telling the truth? Is it the pictures that's telling the truth, or the words that's telling the truth? You really have to parse the meaning of a book by judging these two things against each other. I think it's a really complex way of reading, a different way of reading than novels. I love them both, but there's no reason that graphic novels can't be part of a vigorous reading experience for a kid.
Absolutely. And how that expands their young minds as well. Victoria, you're an author, you're a writer, an illustrator, a mum as well. How do you sort of encourage and nurture better reading habits? How do you get them interested in, how do you get children interested in reading? And that's not always easy with so many distractions at the moment.
Right. And especially, you know, my little boy is just kind of learning how to read. So that's, yeah, I've been experiencing firsthand, honestly, not to plug graphic novels, but they've been a big help because, you know, when you're first learning how to read or you're still acquiring that skill, I think a lot of kids are still, you know, it takes a while to become really a fluent reader. And so I think graphic novels have been a great help for that because he's able to look at the pictures and kind of still get involved with the story, even if he doesn't understand all the words yet. So that's been great. I also just leave books around the house. In topics he's interested in. He's more interested in science and history than I ever was. So I kind of have to forget what I like personally and, you know, find books that he shows interest in.
Exactly, because he's his own person and he'll have his own interests that you thought, oh, that's interesting. How did you become so interested in dinosaurs, as an example? Only because my four-year-old is so, she loves dinosaurs. I'm like, I don't even remember having any dinosaur books lying around. You're going to be doing some school chats online as well. Typically, when you do these chats, what are children sort of most curious about? What sorts of things do they ask you?
I did a school visit last night, and kids were very curious if I had a pet. That's a common question, if I have a pet. But otherwise, they often want to know where my ideas come from. What my inspiration was behind my books. Some kids are artists themselves and have technical questions about how to draw certain things. I always like to do a drawing exercise when I visit schools. I think it's a fun way to get kids involved and engaged. So we always have some fun drawings that we do together when I visit schools.
Yeah. Well, speaking of illustrations, do you sort of have the idea? Do you sketch it out by hand? Or these days, do you do everything digitally?
I still go old school. I still have paper and pencil. A lot of my colleagues who are also graphic novelists do everything digitally. And I think that's great. I think it's a matter of just finding what you're comfortable with. Me personally, just staring at a computer feels like work, even if I'm doing something fun. And I just love to draw on paper. It just feels like I'm a kid again, like I'm back relaxing and doodling and drawing. It just brings me so much joy. So even though it's a little longer because I have to scan it and do lots of other things to fix it, it's the way I like to work.
Wow, that's old school, and that's great, keeping the tradition, because a lot of the times people, you know, even like yourself, who prefer to draw it by hand, but it's just so much more time-consuming to then transfer it digitally and to add that layer. So a lot of people who perhaps like you like to draw it physically will then opt for the other type. Right, Victoria, before I let you go, can we talk a little bit more about your hobbies and what do you do for fun when you're not drawing or writing?
I like to run. That kind of has been helping clear my head for this past year. It's one of the few, you know, can't go to the gym, which I never liked anyway. But I like to, running gets me outside. It gets me seeing my neighborhood and my neighbors. So I like to run. I've also taken up baking like a lot of people during this pandemic. So I bake bread all the time. And I like the fact that baking is very precise because I kind of spend all day making up things in my head. And so when I bake, it's nice that someone tells me exactly what to do. And I do it and I get some delicious muffins at the end. It's a win-win.
Right. Many thanks once again to Victoria Jameson, one of the authors of this year's Young Readers Festival. Thank you so much for all the Young Readers authors that had joined us on RTHK Radio 3. It's been a wrap, and this marks the end of all the interviews with the authors. There'll be a few public events this weekend with the Young Readers Festival, so be sure to visit their website, festival.org.hk, to find out more about their drama workshops and also their chats with Suzanne Yunnan.